It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 21st. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great. Happy to be back here. And I know there's a lot to go over today, so I don't know how we're going to squeeze it all into this update here. And I know you try to keep it nice and tight, but there's a lot to get to. So I'm sure we should just get right into it.
Yeah. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 77 in the house. And yes, so much.
A lot, right? I mean, I have notes on three of their naps. Did you get Monty's nap? I didn't get Monty's nap notes.
There were a few different naps. I don't know if you were tracking the card games very closely, but there was a lot of that as well. Not much.
The sheets they pull up the sheets over and then they lay on their side and go to sleep. And then they pull the sheets back down. And then they walk to the kitchen. And then sometimes they sit down with the cards. And sometimes they make food. And sometimes there's M&Ms. And that was the day.
that genuinely was pretty much the day. Lots of nothing here. Taylor spends a good portion of it studying, going over events. She did use some M&Ms at one point. Monty was also studying a little bit, or at least trying to, according to him. Really not much here until Brittany comes and talks to Taylor in the HOH room. She's going to tell Taylor that, they're going to go over like the campaign for Brittany again. It's pretty hopeless though, so we don't need to get into it too much. Brittany does though tell Taylor that she's going to try and rally the women to vote for her to win. They would need the women plus Michael to get Taylor the win. They do continue to agree that Monty is her better shot. You should take Monty, not Turner. Turner will beat you. Monty, who knows?
which, you know, Brittany's subtly still dropping like, well, Turner's a big threat. You can't keep him in the house. You can't have Turner around. Otherwise, you're not going to win this game, obviously, as she's still up in contention against Turner to be the one that gets evicted this week. So she's trying. It's not going anywhere. It's you know, she's really getting as close as she possibly can to the acceptance phase of all of this without actually being like all the way there, because something within her, this super fan within her, this, you know, wanting to be there for all these reasons, it's just not letting her get all the way there, even though like the writing is on the walls. But yeah, between you know, her talking about what's best for Taylor's game moving forward and just her not getting over the Michael stuff, which she just, it's crazy watching. She just truly can't get over all this stuff. She just likes to talk. That's Brittany's thing. And that's what I have in my notes from yesterday. A lot of Brittany talking.
Yeah, she talked a lot about Monty. She said, you know, he's got an inflated sense of his own game. She tells Taylor, you know, he was so mad at you for the headphones. And he was telling me, they're like, oh, it would be really easy for me to let things fester, but the courageous thing to do would be to address it head on. Like, excuse me? Who do you think you are, Superman? You are human. Like, what are you talking about, Monty, says Brittany. This is Big Brother. Just because you think you've played a clean game doesn't mean you have. And playing a clean game doesn't mean you should win Big Brother. This game isn't about how clean and risk averse you can be. That's a soggy game.
And, you know, we have seen a lot of games over the past couple of years be so clean and so, you know, strategizing this and that and, you know, some great games. And then you get to the end and, you know, I'm talking more in like the Paul and Tyler days of, you know, we're so sure that somebody was doing so well. So it is interesting to hear, you know, the final thoughts of these jury members as they're on their way out, to just hear what they're looking for, hear what they think of these people and what they think of their games. And, you know, she'll have time between now and when she actually casts her vote. But I do find it fascinating. We're obviously not getting anything from the rest of the jury. It's been you know, very quiet on that end of things, so hearing from one jury member still currently in the house, I do find it interesting.
Yeah, and I think that for me, you know, obviously Brittany's been saying a lot about like how she's going to try and rally the women and try to rally the votes for Taylor against Monty. I think that rightfully so, there's been a lot of skepticism as to her ability to do so. That said, I do think that there is a very reasonable line of thought that would say like, hey, if she does bring up the fact that Monty is trying to claim he's playing a clean game, because we've been seeing that on the feeds, we've been seeing that in the house, but I don't think the jury really knows yet that he's going to try and claim that he's played this like clean game. He's going to prove he's going to be an example to every other Big Brother winner that you can play a clean game and win the game. Like, we know that's not going to play well to the jury. But usually by the time he says that in the final two questions, if he even gets to it, it's probably too late to change anybody's mind. However, if Brittany does go to the jury roundtable and says, oh yeah, Monty's in that house saying I played the cleanest game ever, and all this stuff, I do think that could have an impact on jury votes. In particular, I think that Michael and Indy will be the most upset by Monty making this claim, because Michael has been directly betrayed by Monty, who spent the entire week telling him he wouldn't target him. I don't think Michael is like hugely upset about being lied to, but if you're being lied to and then the person claims that they've played the cleanest game ever, you're going to be like, excuse me? And then Indy, who had a close relationship with Monty, wanted to work with Monty, felt like she had like a final three with Monty at one point, and then felt very betrayed by him. I think she's also going to take exception to the idea that Monty is trying to claim that he had a clean game. So of all of the things that Brittany might say about Monty's game, I think her letting them know that he's trying to claim that he's played a clean game could be the most damaging.
And I feel like there's a lot of, you know, thoughts out there like, well, it's Brittany that's coming with the information, so who's going to care what she has to say or whatnot? But I mean, you have to obviously keep in mind that these people are waiting for the next juror to come in. They're waiting for any game information to tell them what's been going on while they haven't been there. You know, they might get some footage on the DVD that shows up. If they're not even going to get that with Brittany showing up, I would imagine, because they're going to go straight into the roundtable, I think. Right. But mm-hmm. or either way, they're going to really have to rely on some of the things that she's been saying to fill them in from the past week. So again, they're waiting for any information. They're waiting to hear how their games are shaping up in these final days. And yeah, I think absolutely. Michael, Indy, maybe a couple of the others are going to hear the things that she has to say. And if it's, you know, influential towards helping Taylor succeed, then I do think that could be, you know, even if it's not like, oh, we're going to just listen to anything Brittany says, she's going to have a little bit of an impact, you know, every little inch along the way towards this end game matters.
And even if they are like, well, do we believe Brittany? Do we buy this? You know, and these jury questions can be very fickle, but there's a chance they try to get a question in for Monty about like, did you play a clean game? And then, it, you know, wait for his response. And if he responds poorly, then maybe they don't vote for him. Right. So I think this is definitely something that could impact some jury votes. They then go on to talk about podcasts. I got a little bit of a clip here.
There are certain days with the live feeds on that Rob has a podcast. I'm going to go to a certain day and be like, oh no, what do they have to say?
Yeah, don't listen to your HOH week, Taylor.
I think I'm going to listen to them all.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to listen to them all. And I think maybe I'll just make it like a walk around the neighborhood and that's just the podcast
yep.
I listen to.
Yep.
Just go deep.
She's going to walk right back home. She's not going to be on that walk very long.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You think anyone will talk to her?
I don't remember Ozzy doing many podcasts.
Did one with Ozzy.
I know Tiffany. I mean, who doesn't want to talk to Tiffany about this?
Did one, Tiffany.
And maybe some of them didn't want to. I would love. Anybody yeah. wants to talk to me, I will talk about it all day
I'd
long.
Love to.
I would love me to know. Talk to it about it.
Yeah, I don't remember also doing many because I remember listening to them before coming here because like you talk to the people about their perspective on their game.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting because even though you are the one playing the game, you only know what you know.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, these people have been analyzing everything for
everything.
Months.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm probably learning more from them than
I know.
Explaining my
I know.
Own
That's-
stuff.
Yep.
So, I mean, I know you were hoping and planning to, and it seems like this is a sure thing that you will be talking to Taylor at some point, but like, oh my God, you're going to talk to Taylor at some point. Like that's, you better be ready.
I just, you know, I feel like a lot of players don't recognize that they often learn a lot from coming out of the house. I think it's you know, there are definitely players who are like, all right, let me tell you all about the thing. And then they talk to me and they're like, wait a minute, you knew about that. Oh, okay. And what, wait, you're telling me about what? You know,
and as you're getting into, you know, and everything for it, the conversation with Taylor is not going to be very fun. Just like tomorrow's podcast isn't going to be very fun, like reliving a lot of like the negative things. Oh, am I by myself? That doesn't seem good. I'm not Jacob Jones. A lot of the comments and everything that, you know, started throughout the season, everything that's gotten us to this point with Taylor, it's not going to be fun to relive it all. I think, you know, the season as a whole, when we look back on it, hopefully with the Taylor win at the end, will be a lot more stomachable just to get through all of it and say, but look, she came out on top. And even if, you know, knocking on every piece of wood, it doesn't happen that way. She still made it way farther than she should have, defied all the odds. So I think we're all obviously hoping for that end result where we can look back on the beginning and just make fun of every single person along the way that was, you know, a victim of the karma of Taylor. But going back through it all, and I hope that, you know, she has all the love and support. And obviously I'm sure, you know, anybody that she talks to, you and anybody else will, you know, just reassure her that, you know, they said a lot of terrible things, but you know, you did nothing wrong.
Yeah. So that was pretty much what they were talking about. Monty and Taylor are going to have a very awkward, like second breakup kind of conversation. They're like hanging out in the HOH room. It's super awkward. They're just like chatting. And then eventually like the conversation kind of just like starts to fizzle. And he's just like, he's like, So I think I'm going to sleep downstairs tonight. You know, for as much as you were studying today, I was also studying downstairs, but my head was kind of cloudy today. I don't know if it was lack of sleep or anything, but I just want to relax, you know? Because like, that's fine. We don't have to sleep in the same bed every night. And he's like, good. Yeah. Okay. I just don't want you to think anything of it. Like, it seemed like you were totally chill just now, but I just don't think anything of it. Okay. And she's like, are you comfortable with what went down last night? As far as, you wanted, I think looking back, like maybe not a regret or anything like that, but just like wanting to be able to control my urges to do that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do. It's more like, I think that's more like where I was wanting to go about certain things in a certain way. But no, I think maybe I didn't set the right boundary for myself, you know, being in that situation and that sort of stuff. So, but that's it, you know, that's it.
This has been a fun week for you, hasn't it? It's almost Sunday. But the part of, as far as like their, I guess, intimacy goes is how Taylor's like, you know, I would be fine with it, just like laying together and cuddling. And he's like, yeah, but things happen when we start laying together. So I can't really promise anything on that end of things. And she's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. She's like, well, I don't know. Like, am I able to just like cuddle with you? Or like, what is the boundary? What is the line? What is acceptable for you? And he's like, you know, I do kind of feel like I'm in high school right now and anything could set me off. So, yeah, I don't know.
To be fair, not just in the bedroom, Monty does seem like he never left high school. Like, you know, a lot of parts of his personality have not grown up, but that's okay. Or not, but yeah. This, again, Sunday cannot come soon enough, for some people watching, for Taylor, just to get out of this situation, to get out of this house and to, move on past all of this awkwardness. Yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch, because you know that both of them are just like they're both content at this moment in time with like sleeping in separate beds. But I feel like Monty's making it way more awkward than he needs to be. Just say you're going to sleep downstairs and whatever. Bye.
Yeah, he's all right. I'm going to go downstairs now. He gets up and he gives her a hug. Which, yeah, lasts like 2 minutes. And it's so awkward because it's like, she's like hugging like head into chest and he's like looking down, like waiting for like a kiss. And she looks up and sees that he's sort of like waiting for a kiss. And she's just kind of like not doing it. Cause she's like, I feel like you just told me you didn't want to do that. And then it's like super awkward as they're like, they have this weird like standoff. And then eventually she goes in and accepts the kiss. And then he leaves and she's like, yeah, get out of here before you change your mind. And he's like, oh yeah. It's just like, whoa, it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, they really, as far as, you know, as I'm scrubbing through, I was certainly not going to sit there and watch every single second of the actual napping. It didn't seem like they spent a whole lot of time together throughout the day. You know, they obviously, you know, when they were all together playing cards or whatever, but she was up in the HOH room a lot studying. And just the past couple of days, it's been getting interesting sometimes at nighttime, weirder in the daytime. Monty makes his comments and then, you know, we're kind of back in this, again, uncomfortable spot. So, We're getting so close to being able to, I mean, first of all, the HOH room is almost done. So tomorrow, right, I assume, will be, you know, Taylor will not have the HOH room anymore. They'll all be downstairs. They'll lock that room up. And then are they going to sleep in the same bed when it's just them and Turner in the house? I doubt it. So this will make it easier for Taylor to not have to deal with this awkwardness. Monty may still want to sleep in the bed with Taylor because it does seem like, as much as he says, we don't need to do this every night, he does look like he wants to, like he wasn't letting go of the hug.
Control his urges,
Sure. So again, we're getting close. Bad wording. to this not being something we have to listen to and watch, and Taylor has to be involved in.
Yeah, and that's really like there's not a lot else to talk about here today.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of playing cards. Like, they were talking about it before they got to the awkwardness. Well, during the awkwardness, it was all awkward. About how did that even happen? Like, was it a real day? The amount of cards that they were playing, it reminded me of that time that we first discovered Secret Hitler, and we spent an entire day in one of the New York Airbnbs, like from like the second we woke up until 1 o'clock in the morning, like. Just play. And it was like, okay, I mean, we're playing a game, you're having, you know, a decent time, just kind of, whatever. That's just kind of the vibe that it gave off. Like, this day just passed them by. They did not even realize that they, you know, Brittany and Taylor had that one game talk. If you can even call it a game talk, it was really just a talk. Brittany just needs somebody to listen to her. She's trying the cameras, and the cameras probably turned away from her as well throughout the day. But there's really, you know, we're pretty much done here. It's time for Brittany to go. It's time for us to get to these final comps and get a move on here and call it a wrap.
I feel like such missed opportunity that they have reality contestants just like chilling for like a week with nothing to do. Like whole reality shows are filmed in a week. Like do some weird stuff, you know? Like they used to like give them some temptations of like, hey, if you take this cash prize, you can punish the house. Like, you know, like do some weird stuff,
anything.
Just like anything. Yeah. To give them something to do, give us something to watch. Like, why not? You know, like what's the point of not doing anything?
Yeah, and no one's asking for another set of cards or like a basketball and a bucket. Like maybe Monty's asking for a ball, but literally anything would be nice at this point. Just some kind of like task during the day. It doesn't even have to make it into the episode. I mean, if it's anything good and you want to squeeze it into the episode, I'm sure they could use some filler content, especially if the jury keeps disappearing on us, but hopefully that's not the case. Anything would be nice to just keep them entertained. They're doing nothing. They're falling asleep. And this is, you know, they have to spend the next couple of days, at least the final three, getting pumped up for these last competitions and re-energizing themselves. But their energy level is just below the surface. Like, it's not there. There's nothing. Like, what is going to wake them up? Brittany walking out the door? Maybe that would wake me up because I'd be happy to, you know, not have that energy around anymore. But other than that, they're really just half asleep all day long.
Yeah.
Playing with some chips and M&Ms.
Well, that's about what we have for you then today. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on, theoretically everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. But in addition to that, I'll be talking about Taylor's Big Brother 24 game across the season. So stay tuned for that if you want to hear about what Taylor has done. You might be surprised perhaps some of the savviness that I've seen so far in terms of ensuring her own safety in the early portion of the game, especially if you feel like she just kind of got lucky to some degree. I would contend with that statement and I would argue against it, I think, with this game recap tomorrow. At least in the early portion. I haven't gotten like the later portions because, it's a lot of work. But stay tuned for that tomorrow. I'll, of course, be live on Twitch tonight watching the Survivor premiere. So come join me. It's going to be a good time. We're going to hang out. We're going to watch it. We're going to react, make predictions on the episode. It's going to be a good time. And then, of course, the Amazing Race premiere as well with Claire and Derek X running the Amazing Race together. Very, very cool. Wouldn't it be great if they won? You know, let's find out. Hopefully they're not first out, you know,
that would
suck.
Oh my God.
tune in for that tonight on Twitch. And then of course, tomorrow, Thursday, it will be the eviction episode. I'll be watching live on Twitch for that as well. And then, afterward, podcast to recap it all. And find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I talked about House of the Dragon and releasing some Among Us videos over on YouTube. So check out all of that stuff. Matt, where can people find you?
On Twitter at Matt Liguori. Just wrapped up the Challenge USA, which was a great finale. No, it wasn't. It was a mess. But that's over with. And now season 38 will be starting soon. So be over on the Dom and Colin podcast talking about that. And yeah, otherwise just on Twitter at Matt Liguori. Didn't spend a whole lot of time in the BB24 streets, at least on podcasts, but did enjoy the Taylor Hale of it all the way through. Again, hoping that we end up with some good results here at the end. The recap tomorrow should be interesting because I feel like we spent the past 70 whatever days, you know, watching so hesitantly as she navigated through all of these people that just wanted the worst for her at so many different times and had the worst things to say about her at so many different times and that were just being ugly in so many different ways. So it was a lot of focus on them while hoping that Taylor was able to stay safe through it. But she certainly was doing plenty on her own underneath it all to keep herself, you know, kind of tucked inside some good spots and in close with some good friends and allies along the way that obviously didn't all pan out. But again, this she's got here to the final three with a very good chance at final two and a very good chance at winning. So going through that game, you know, it might have its ugly times, but it'll be definitely interesting to hear all of the things that, you know, that she did successfully and she's gotten herself here. So I'm excited to see how it all plays out. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you then. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.